From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Now to that constant topic of legislative controversy, earmarks. Congress keeps trying to rein in earmarks, even as lawmakers continue steering money to their pet projects. The Justice Department is investigating a lobbying firm that specialized in earmarks. It's a firm that was closely connected to several powerful Democrats in the House. As NPR's Peter Overby reports, that doesn't mean we'll see Congress's most enthusiastic earmarkers on the hot seat anytime soon.
The House this afternoon passed a war supplemental bill totaling $97 billion. Earlier in the House Appropriations Committee, Democrat John Murtha noted that the Pentagon gets nearly 4% more than requested.
A total of $78.4 billion in defense title, an increase of $4.9 billion above the request.
That includes $3 billion for transport planes the Pentagon didn't want. Murtha is famous for his earmarks. He's got 69 of them queued up for this year's crop of spending bills. He's always directed federal money to companies in his Pennsylvania district, and in past years to companies that used a particular lobby firm, the PMA Group. PMA hired the aides of key Democratic appropriators. It generated copious campaign contributions for the lawmakers themselves. Now it's out of business, and the FBI has boxes of its papers. Plenty of people think this looks like corruption. There are two tracks for pursuing it. One would be a probe by the House Ethics Committee.
The House just awarded hundreds of millions of dollars in the form of no-bid contracts to companies whose executives and their lobbyists turned around and contributed tens of thousands of dollars to members of Congress who secured those no-bid contracts.
Arizona Republican Jeff Flake presenting a resolution for an investigation. He's tried this 8 times and always lost the vote, although this week 29 Democrats sided with him. But no House member has done the one thing that would guarantee action: write a letter to the Ethics Committee requesting an investigation. Mike Fraioli, a consultant with connections to many House Democrats, says Flake really wants a fishing expedition.
If he believes he has a specific complaint, then he ought to make it.
Besides Murtha, Indiana Democrat Peter Visklosky had deep connections to PMA. It produced much of his substantial campaign treasury. Now Visklosky has purged his earmarks list of old PMA clients. He's begun voting for Congressman Flake's ethics resolutions. But that's politics. Legally speaking, the PMA case might be smoke with no fire. I asked Washington defense attorney Stanley Brand to walk through it. Just suppose a lobby firm got a lawmaker to write an earmark for a company and got the CEO of that company to write campaign contributions to the lawmaker. Brand says the law's concept of bribes and illegal gratuities is simple.
Doing an official act in exchange for something of value.
But here's the catch. The law says campaign contributions don't count as things of value. So, how about the other relevant law, honest services fraud? Brand says it sets a lower threshold, but it targets hidden benefits.
All the campaign contributions are spread on the public record.
Okay, what if there were fancy meals or other lifestyle enhancements? That, says Brand, depends on what standard a jury might apply.
You know, one dinner at the Palm might not be enough. A series or pattern of gift giving might get you to that threshold.
And finally, what about gathering evidence? A constitutional barrier stands between DOJ investigators and congressional records.
Since the official act in respect to an earmark is a bill, and that is protected by what is known as the speech or debate clause.
The constitutional provision meant to protect the legislative branch from the might of the executive branch. Add it all up, says Brand, and you get campaign money plus legislative earmarks, but no incriminating link.
And that link, from a legal standpoint, is absolutely critical for the government to have.
If that's the final analysis, the burden would shift back to the Ethics Committee, if any House member would ask. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.